Welcome to Ayurveda Talks, conversations with Ayurvedic masters and enlightening teachers to share with you their inspiration, their profound and practical wisdom, and the genius of Ayurveda. In this interview, the affable, gentle, and wise Dr. J. Rajan talks about the essential aspects of life that are not being tended to, what our pets can teach us about self-care, Ayurveda as the medicine of love, the human body as nature's blend, and he gives us three pillars of wellness to improve the quality of our lives, reminding us that every life has a purpose. Hi, I'm here at the NAMA conference. It's the National Ayurveda Medical Association conference, and they're just now having their tea social. You may hear some of them chatting. It's a beautiful conference to be at, especially because we get to see our colleagues and our teachers. And this is one of my great teachers, Dr. J. Rajan, who we nicknamed Dr. J. Yes. Dr. J's just finished a talk on Ayurveda and the autoimmune disorders. And I just wanted to ask you a little bit about a general question. Why does Ayurveda matter?
Ayurveda is the, you know, the science of life, as the term defines. It covers all the aspects of our human life. And what is really missing in this, the current world, is we are more getting into our physical manifestation, our physical expression, our physical health, whereas the main aspect of our life that really matters, that really takes us to accomplish the purpose of this life, is not attended. Like the mind, the emotion, our satisfaction, our happiness in day-to-day life. Because happiness is an emotion that really nurtures you, that really creates new tissue, that gives you energy, that satisfies you with the purpose of the whole what you are doing. And that is missing. Whereas the focus of Ayurveda is primarily connecting those links, whether it is the body, mind, emotion, our immune system, and having that perfect combination that help us to live longer, help us to live healthy, happy, peaceful, and harmonious. And this is what is the purpose of Ayurveda.
Healthy, happy.
Healthy, happy, harmonious, peaceful, and living longer.
So you just mentioned relationship. And it's one thing that I love about Ayurveda. I feel like it helps us cultivate a more sacred and sumptuous relationship with life itself.
Correct. Everything, the whole life is a relationship, right? You know, if you look at the Ayurvedic principles, the yogic principles, what is Ashtanga Yoga? It is nothing but the relationship. What is the relationship? The Yama is the relationship, your relationship with your external world through non-violence, through telling truth. The Niyama is your relationship with yourself, your cleanliness, your santosha. And asana is about the relationship with your body and the body systems, relationship with your breath, pranayama, relationship with your senses, that is pratyahara, relationship with all these layers together, staying together, that is the dharana, dhyanam, and samadhi. So it's all, entire Vedic science is about the relationship, your relationship with yourself and your world, and how you are able to keep that harmony of your relationship, so that you can live a peaceful, this happy, healthy, balanced, and harmonious life.
So let's look at practical applications. You just gave a talk on autoimmune disorders.
Correct.
How does Ayurveda address that? And how does it? What's the difference between the Western medicine, allopathic medicine? What does Ayurveda bring that's unique?
Sure. Autoimmune disorders. It's the number of autoimmune conditions and the patients that really increasing last few years. If you take the various surveys, what is autoimmunity? Autoimmunity is your own system acting against you. The immune system was supposed to protect you, balance you, keep you in the correct balance. The core system is the immune system according to Ayurveda. When that system which was supposed to protect you starts working against you, that is called autoimmunity. You know, to explain that with a simple example, I always use about our relationship with our pets. You know, our systems, we need to take care of them. How you are feeding your favorite pet every day with the right food and love, care, compassion, cuddling. You know, we need to do that with ourselves. We need to do that with ourselves. Whenever we are lacking in that, then there starts the inflammation. There starts the crisis. There starts the imbalances. You know, the same pet you really, you know, it's favorite. It's like your own life. That pet one day, for just joke, you start cornering the pet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you are cornering your pet and you are staying in that way, initially the pet will think that you are playing with the pet. You continue to do that, then your pet will become silent and looking at you, what is going on? But if you really continue that cornering the pet, the same pet will jump against you and bite you. The same way our system also. Our heart is a pet. Our gut is a pet. Our mind is a pet. Every system is a pet. So you cannot corner. When you eat unwholesome food, it is like cornering the pet. You are creating crisis in your gut, and you continue to do so, your gut will start acting against you.
Yes.
That can be leaky gut syndrome, that can be Crohn's, that can be ulcerative colitis. It's as simple as that. So to manage or prevent the autoimmune condition, the key is make sure that your food, your lifestyle, your thoughts, your whole being is not cornering each other rather than that petting each other and loving each other.
I love it. So I love this because I also, in what you're saying, the analogy is perfect and it helps us really understand it. But I also really hear, and when you say that, I'm hearing you say that we should really treat our body or the system, the mental, physical system, as a beloved.
That's right. It's the same as the story of the pet. It is a marriage between the systems. It is a connection between the system. There is a concept of snehana in Ayurveda. Snehana has two meanings. Oleation, oil application, as well as love. What is the connection between the love and the oil application? Oil application and love matches in few areas. One is it reduces or avoids the barrier between the systems. When you eat the right food, your body will be able to identify that. This is a nature's blend. This body is a nature's blend. This can identify, accept, absorb, and utilize another nature's blend very easily. Whenever you eat processed item, refined item, all the processing takes that material away from the nature's construct. And when you eat it, for your gut, you know, as if when you open your front door one day, somebody unfamiliar is standing in front of your door. How you will behave? You will feel anxious about it. You will feel insecure about it. The same way when you eat processed food, the format is different from the natural format. For your body, it is somebody unfamiliar coming and intruding to the system. There will be reaction. That reactions are the inflammation, and inflammation is the root of every disease. Even mental disorders.
Right. So, Snehana, I like what you just said about how it helps to dissolve the barriers.
Exactly.
So the oil can be absorbed as love dissolves the barriers between us.
Exactly.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where did you get this nature's blend? I like that a lot.
That is what it is. Because, you know, we started the journey as a single cell in mother's womb. From where it came, it is from the food of dad and food of mom and their thoughts, their... It is all created from the nature as a single cell. Then how, you acquired all this body from where? Every day you are using the natural ingredients, food, water, breath and perception that created. So what is this? This is a nature's blend. Born from nature, maintained by nature, and going back to nature.
Beautiful. But another thing I'm getting when you say the snehana has the two meanings is it's also the applicator, the one who gives the Panchakarma treatments, the one who gives the Ayurveda treatments is also so loving.
Definitely.
I find that in Ayurveda, the doctors, Vaidyas, the teachers, have a degree of compassion that first makes me feel so welcome into the tradition, and second, I feel delivers the medicine, delivers the healing, even with Western practitioners of Ayurveda, I don't see it quite as much.
Sure.
I feel like the next book to write or the next teaching is the compassion that is inside of Ayurveda.
Yes.
Could you speak at all to that? Because you really do deliver.
Sure, sure. Compassion is the root of everything. Compassion is the root of everything. To be an Ayurvedic practitioner, when I teach my student, I always say that the first qualification to be an Ayurveda practitioner is to be a good human being who understands that there is no difference between me and my patient. There is no difference, right?
Yeah.
It's a part of the same existence. And his life is a part of my life. And I'm here to participate in this flow of nature. And it comes from the compassion, because when somebody comes and, you know, for a consultation to you, what is the meaning of that? Somebody is coming and bringing their health and life and giving in your hand, saying that, please help me. It is so special. You are giving a piece of your life to somebody's life for betterment of somebody's life. They are giving their piece of life to you for you to, a space for you to contribute. It's a very divine process.
Yes.
So you have to be compassionate.
Yes. Yeah.
Otherwise, that won't happen. During your consultation, your each word creates the transformation.
Beautiful.
Ayurveda says that the healing starts in front of you, not after taking the herb at home.
Nice. Right.
Because
in that relationship,
the inspiration what you are providing, the hope what you are providing, the guidance what you are providing, and also empowering them, saying that, hey, the healing system is within you. When I hear that, hey, I have the capability to take care of my disease and heal it, I can play a good role than the medicine I'm taking, it's an empowerment.
Right.
Ayurveda is a science of empowerment, a science of compassion, the science of living together with the nature. That's what Ayurveda is.
Right.
So you have to be like that.
Right.
To be an Ayurveda practitioner.
No wonder it's growing so rapidly.
Across the globe, yeah.
It's really different from even in sort of new age healing modalities in the West. A lot of times there's this idea that you've done something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So people will say your disease comes from your karma or from your thoughts or something.
Mm-hmm.
And even if there is a manovaha shorta aspect to disease, I don't think there's ever that kind of judgment coming from Ayurveda.
There are two aspects I want to touch on that, about the feeling guilty, blaming myself, I have done something wrong. That itself creates disease. Two aspects. One, we born here, this is a flow. And life is very finite. Whatever happened is happened. Whether knowingly or unknowingly. I can tell you a lot of stories about mothers when they come for the treatment for their child. They will disclose, they will say that, I feel really guilty because I didn't do this for my child when he was 2 years and his food, I didn't know that this need to be done. I didn't know the importance of oil application as a baby. Many things, they feel guilty. I tell them, no, that is not right. If you are intentionally, you know that this will be helpful for my child, but I don't want to give to my child, then you should feel that is not the right thing. We are every day in our life, for ourselves, for our family, we are trying to do the best. If we have done something wrong, at that point of time, our awareness, our knowledge was not up to that. It was not our mistake. And when you get the knowledge, then from that day onwards, you are going to correct it. You are going to. So no point in feeling guilty, feeling shame. Gone is gone. We need to take the experience as a training for us not to repeat that again. Yeah. That is the way we need to look at it. Otherwise, there will be enough to blame ourselves.
Yeah.
And every blame creates, you know, sadness or fear or insecurity or uncertainty. The four emotions that can burn you without fire. The four emotions that can aggravate vata and deplete you without any other reason.
Mm. Wow, that's great. You know, you can see, for me, in my experience, the Ayurvedic doctors really are the sages of modern time.
Mm-hmm.
We did talk earlier about the autoimmune disorders. Mm-hmm. And you did say that there's, in order to prevent or as part of the reversal of the diseases, it's good, wholesome food and cultivating a good relationship with nature's blend.
Mm-hmm.
So as you were saying that, just to come back to it, I'm actually thinking, is there anything in, when we look at Ayurveda, is there anything where we're not actually saying that the underlying help for it is good wholesome diet and good relationship with nature? I mean, that would be true of all of that.
For everything, for every disorder, for every situation, you know, there are only two reason for the problem which you can controllable. Two controllable reason for the disease and two controllable option for you to heal yourself. Both are same. Ahara and Vihara. Ahara means the inputs. There are only four inputs in our life. Food, water, breath and perception. That's it. Vihara means the lifestyle. What is lifestyle? What we do on a day-to-day basis in our life is our Vihara. These are the only two options a human being has to take care of themselves, to heal as well as prevent.
Beautiful. So what are, let's say, one or two, even three things that people can do? Everyone can do, no matter the dosha, no matter the health or wellness.
Okay. So Ayurveda is a science that always, you know, it zooms out and see all, everything is a part of one. That is the first thing, is zooming out and seeing everything as one, then zooms in into your individual constitution, into your individual stage of the disease. So it is, first you zoom out, then you zoom in.
Okay.
So zoom out means there are living principles suitable for everybody, right? Eating in the right time, eating the right food, eating, you know, on the regular basis, drinking water in the right quantity, right way, sleeping, you know, in the right time for the right duration. There are a lot of general principles that everybody need to follow the same way. Then of course there are constitution based and condition based and all those things
as you start to zoom in.
The three pillars are same for everybody. Ahara, that is the inputs. Nidra, the sleep. And Brahmacharya. Brahmacharya, it's a little bit of a controversial subject because it is explained in different ways. But primarily there are two type of Brahma. Brahmacharya means Brahma, the creator. Charya means following. You follow the purpose of your life through your good practices, disciplines and principle. That is the simplest meaning of Brahmacharya. And according to what path you are taking in your life, you can decide what should be your routine, what should be your path. Because for a worldly person, having the proper regimen, food, routine and relationship, that's a part of the Brahmacharya.
Beautiful.
Abstaining from sex is not a part of Brahmacharya in a laukika or worldly life. Because the worldly life can survive and sustain only through the act of relationship and sex and progenies, etc.
Right.
So these are the three things that is universal. Inputs, sleep, and a balance or a discipline or a principle of living.
Sort of faith almost, but in action.
In action.
Yes.
In action.
Yes.
What you do, what you talk, whatever role you are taking, you know, as a kid you have a certain dharma to do, certain duties.
Yes, yes.
As a parent you have certain dharmas to do. As a teacher you have a dharma to do. As a student you have every role. We take lot of roles in our life. Every role, whenever you are trying to do the best sincerely, true to yourself and sincerely you are trying to do, that is called Brahmacharya.
Beautiful. You are so inspiring.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming to America.
Thank you.
Thank you for spreading this wisdom.
Sure.
Executive Director of Kerala Ayurveda Academy and the Executive Director, Executive Doctor at Kerala Ayurveda Clinic. And that is no longer in Fremont, California. It's in the town next door called
Milpitas, California.
Which is Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
Do you have any last thing you'd like to share with the world? Any inspiration or message?
Of course. My life, I feel that I'm here for this purpose. Every day I feel that. And that makes my life always, you know, my student asks me, you teach a lot, you practice a lot. Are you feeling tired? I don't feel tired even one moment. Because for me, I think this is the purpose of my life. And it is a blessing to have the opportunities what I have to do exactly what I wanted to do. To the core, I am a clinician, but I love teaching. And here in America, I have both the opportunities together, and I feel I have the gift to express that, and I'm passionate about it. And I feel that this is what you need, three things to excel in anything. One, you need to have the passion. Second, you should have the gift to accomplish that passion, and you need to get the right opportunity to express that. And I'm blessed with everything. And I think we all need to, that, you know, my suggestion or guidance will be, every life has a purpose. There is a reason for you to be what you are. There is a reason for you to be where you are. Just accepting your reality. Life is not always smooth. Life is not always perfect. But you will see plus and minus in everything. So taking that, why I am here, there is a reason. Where I am, there is a reason. And I'm going to express every day the best possible to make it better and better. Mm-hmm. Whether you are suffering,
yes,
you accept this is my suffering. I'm going to do the best what I can and express. There is no doubt you'll be progressing in your life.
Mm-hmm.
For your health, your life, your happiness. There is only progress if you are ready to accept your reality and willingness to work with it with a positive attitude.
A woman on your panel said something, and we say this often as well, let your disease be your awakening.
That is perfect.
I think you're saying, right?
Every incident is a trigger for you to do something in your transformation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I see this day in and day out, that people come, got a diagnosis that a non-curable disease, and they are ready to leave all their bad habits. They are ready to change because, please help me, whatever I have done, I cannot correct. What can I do now? Can you help me?
Mm-hmm.
So that means the diagnosis was a hit or a trigger for transformation. Every incident in our life is a trigger for your transformation.
Right. Again, a compassionate way of looking at it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your heart.
Thank you.
Thank you for your mind.
Thank you
for your willingness
and
tireless energy to share it.
Thank you.
Bless
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.